The church has the primary need to proclaim the word of God, but it also has the duty of charity and justice. Between the two, there is no opposition, because charity must be permeated by the spirit of contemplation of God. Without daily prayer, our action is empty. It loses its deep soul, resulting in a simple activism that eventually leaves unsatisfied. This was the theme at the heart of Pope Benedict XVI's general audience this Wednesday in St. Peter's Square, continuing on his series of reflections on the school of Christian prayer.
Dear brothers and sisters, in our Catechesis on Christian Prayer, we now consider the decision of the early Church to set aside 7 men to provide for the practical demands of charity. This decision, made after prayer and discernment, provided for the needs of the poor while freeing the apostles to devote themselves primarily to the Word of God. It is significant that the apostles acknowledge the importance of both prayer and works of charity, yet clearly give priority to prayer and the proclamation of the gospel. In every age, the saints have stressed the deep vital unity between contemplation and activity. Prayer, nourished by faith and enlightened by God's word, enables us to see things in a new way and to respond to new situations with the wisdom and insight bestowed by the Holy Spirit.
In comments in Italian, Pope Benedict XVI said, "Every step of our lives, every action, even those of the Church, must be made before God in prayer and in the light of His Word. Prayer to defend ourselves from the dangers of a hectic life, which, according to St. Bernard, is likely to harden the heart."
Now, our own daily lives and decisions may well always draw fresh spiritual breath from the 2 lungs of prayer and the Word of God. In this way, we will respond to every challenge and situation with wisdom, understanding, and fidelity to God's will.
The Holy Father concluded, "If the lungs of prayer and the Word of God does not feed the breath of our spiritual life, we risk suffocating in the midst of 1,000 everyday things. Prayer is the breath of the soul and of life. And even when we are in the silence of a church or in our own room, still then we are united in the Lord and with our many brothers and sisters in faith." I'm Emma McCarthy.